Yo.
What's up, guys?
It's Beyond Bungie's podcast.
Back at it again.
Yes. So, this is episode 3. Welcome. So, if you guys don't know, yeah.
3 a.m. in the morning.
Right. This is our third episode. So, if you are a follower, you should know who I am. You should know who she is. But I guess you guys don't know, I'm Lionel.
Alexa. And I'm, like I said earlier, it is 3 a.m. in the morning. And Lionel and I were just having a nostalgic type of night, you know.
Yeah.
I know, well, our previous episodes were deleted, unfortunately.
True.
But, that's
a long story.
Yes.
Go check episode 1. You figure it out.
So our episodes were deleted or whatever, and we noticed we usually talk a lot about trauma. And well, I feel like even though, yes, like it's a significant part of everyone's life, but you know, we also have to admit that down the road, there was also good days, you know, good things that happened and, you know, little things, you know, it's about the smallest details that make the biggest memories. And,
Yeah. You
know, we were just like flashing back like some stuff and a little nostalgic, not gonna lie, yeah. But
I'm telling you, it's like those flashbacks are. It's always great to think about a good time sometimes. You know what I mean?
What do you miss the most about Africa?
The food.
I bet.
And my mother.
Yeah.
And my little siblings. But
how long has it been since you've seen your family?
Going on 9 years.
Oh, 9. I thought it was like 12.
That's going on 9 years. Cause
damn, crazy.
I came here in 2016.
How old were you?
13.
You came at 13?
I'm about to be 22.
Damn. You're about to be 22? So I'm older than you? Damn, that's cool.
Couple months.
I don't care. Still older. I'll take it.
Hey.
Big Bertha. Flexing your fucking ultimate fitness sweater.
Yep.
When are you going to go to the gym with me? I'm still waiting.
I'm going to.
Okay. To be continued. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm holding him accountable in front of you guys. Like, hey. I'm not letting this go.
Check episode 1. You will figure out why she's doing this. You know what?
Damn.
It's fine.
Do you have like an estimate, like, of when you're gonna like be able to go back or like see your family again, or how's that looking for you?
It's all over the place because. We are basically stuck in this weird cycle in America when people think that, you know, you are living a dream, but you are not, because you have to make sure you're keeping up with everything. Because I'm tired of people saying that, oh, just come back. And I'm like, are you sure about that? Because we do have to pay rent, car note, insurance, phone bill, water bill. Electricity.
You just have to survive.
You kind of have to survive, and you cannot just get up and leave like that, because you have to plan them your year ahead to be able to have enough money. And whenever you do go back, you have to make sure you rent out a place, you have a car, and damn near 10 years since I've been back.
And so your current place isn't left behind, or like you don't fall behind on any current
exactly
bills.
And you are going back, you didn't need a chauffeur because you have not been back for 10 years. You don't remember nothing at all. And it's a long list that you have to check stuff on before you can go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have to make sure you have a lot of money. My bad. Go ahead.
I have neighbors that they're from, I'm not sure if they're from the same area, but they're from Africa too. And they work in the same place we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh yeah, like I save up all of my money or whatever. And like he has a property in Africa and he's like investing. Like he lives in a studio like I do. And well, living in a studio is like very convenient,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially with the type of income we make. So he's like, yeah, I just save up all my money and I throw it on like my house in Africa, or like my land or whatever. He has really big land.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm just investing a lot of money. And when I retire, I'm going to go back home.
That's exactly what my father is doing. Oh. Speaking of that, my father has like 3 to 4 acres
in Africa
back home. Yeah, he's working on his second house or third house. And one thing that he always talks about is, you know, making sure he has, you know, stuff. He's leaving stuff for his kids just in case something happened to him. His kids have some stuff, you know, to remember him by. or whatever. So, you know, that's that. But speaking about, you know, our childhood and stuff, what do you miss the most about your childhood?
Damn, there's so many things, like, especially because, like, when you're growing up, it's always the things that bother you the most, like the tedious little things. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I was always in a bunch of extracurriculars at school when I was younger. And then Sunday, like if we would have like Saturday, for example, if I had a competition, I would get back like Sunday, like at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And my grandma would still wake me up at like 6 a.m. in the morning.
It's time to clean up and go to church.
Sunday fun day. And it's just like cleaning, just like deep cleaning, because it's Sunday and it's like every weekend thing and whatever. And I hated it so much.
Quick question, does she play music throughout the house?
Yes, that's where I was going. Like, she would start by playing Los Bukis, and then she's like, oh, these are my novios, these are my boyfriends. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I have not slept. I would hate it so much, but you know, she would always make pancakes. My grandma would make the best pancakes ever, like so fucking huge too. Okay, I will say, I hate Crackle Barrel because it's...
Just listen to the name.
Just yes. Anyways, Crackle Barrel.
Hey, do you think they have whips in there? Like from their ancestors?
Their energy is so weird.
I know.
Like, and it's like, I'm not trying to be racist, but
I think in their, you know, the kitchen, they have whips, like, you know, on the wall, just to remember, you know, what their ancestors were doing back in the day.
Yeah, and it's funny because like they just have like all these pictures, and not too long ago, like. The last time I was there, like a month ago, they added a Martin Luther King picture. And I was like, oh, that's interesting because I'm in Crackle Barrel.
The thing is, why him? Why do they always pick him? Because he was doing it for the white ladies. That man, MLK, was doing it for the white booty.
What? Are you serious?
Look it up. It's all.
I did not know.
It's all over.
The white booty.
It's all over.
Wasn't the homie buried? He was a thug. Talk about a gangster. Hey, damn.
He was doing it for the white women. If you look it up on TikTok, people talk about it. That's why they like Malcolm X better than him. Because he was doing all of that. Because he wanted some of that.
He wanted to hit it. He wanted to say, I heard it's bleached. Oh my God, Kanye one time wrote a song and he was like...
Hey, you know that fucking song.
You know that song.
Please don't cancel us. We are sorry, MLK. May you rest in peace, my boy.
R.I.P. Hey, I mean, it was just Black History Month, so it seems very validating.
Hey, speaking of Black History Month, years are going by and I feel like people don't really care about Black History Month anymore.
I remember it used to be a really big deal.
It really used to be.
And like it was celebrated, but I feel like nowadays they celebrate more Juneteenth than anything. But it's unfortunate because it's only like one day and you guys are giving a whole month. Like you guys should be like maxing it out.
And then the rest of the year they're celebrating white people, man. St. Patrick's Day. They're celebrating white people.
Is St. Patrick's for white people?
I think so.
I don't know. You know how like... With Cinco de Mayo, like a lot of people say it's Drinko de Mayo. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's St. Patrick's Day for me too. It's an excuse to get drunk. You know, I feel like every holiday is just an excuse to be drunk. I don't need an excuse to get drunk. Hey. Just do it because it's Tuesday and I feel good.
Just do it.
Hey,
but speaking of that, really though, childhood, man. Childhood. So, quick question. What was your favorite thing to do after getting a whooping when you were little?
I thought we were going to touch the trauma subject today.
We are not going to, but I'm just asking you a question. Because mine, right, is go eat. Because after my mom beat on me or whatever, she would get me food. My favorite food, too. That's what she does. She would give me
love bombing you.
She would give me my favorite food and be like, so you're not going to eat? Look what I have for you. So you're not going
to
eat?
Trying to convince you.
I'm like, you just beat on me.
Like, I have no appetite. My blood is still pulsing.
and I kind of like that. I kind of like her, like, you know, you know, telling me how much she loves me, and then, you know, that if I was a good boy, she wouldn't be beating on me and stuff. Like, I kind of like that.
But then, but that doesn't, oh, Lido.
I don't know.
You have so many issues.
I kind of like that. I kind of like the way that, you know, it's like, oh, if you were a good kid, I wouldn't beat on
I
you.
I wouldn't
but,
have done this. Right, I'm doing it because I love because you. This love is you. What's best for you.
But here go. Your favorite
But have
food.
A snack.
And one thing that I mastered down was, I would ask for my favorite food and I don't get it. And then I'll go do something bad and get beat on. And then I get my favorite food. So I mastered a craft.
And talk about beating the system.
I mastered a craft. And I know exactly what I do is I beat on my sister. Either my sister or my little brother, because that's my mother's, you know, last kid.
Well, okay. Question. What meals are worth getting a beating?
Hey, some good rice. Some good rice, some good African rice.
I will say your wife makes some pretty great rice. You know, I would take a beating for that
and
too.
That's what I'm. Some good rice, and my mom knows because she back when I was little, my mom used to be a rice vendor, so she would cook and sell it. But the thing is, her rice was fire. But there's just something about her going to the store. So when she goes to the supermarket, you go buy her ingredient. There is a lady there that sells rice too. It's just something about that lady's rice that I can take anything for. I can take any ass whooping for that rice. And I will
take any ass whooping for that rice. Oh,
and I'm telling
no.
you. Good
Have
God.
Have you gone to therapy, Lido?
I only went twice and I stopped going.
Oh, you see, that's your fucking sign to go back to therapy. And I'll take an ass whooping for rice.
My therapist was from England, right? He was from England or whatever. And he couldn't relate to me. I'm like, and I wish we
He was from where?
England or UK. Oh. I wish we have more African therapists because they can relate more. I like people that can relate to me. You know what I mean? Because if you're my therapist and I'm telling you stuff about Africa and you're asking me like, so how is it back there? And I'm like,
I'm not here to...
You know, I'm not here to educate you about where I'm from. I'm here to get
talk
some,
to you about
some,
my traumas,
some mental, you know, some peace in my head.
Yeah,
and if
I mean, I don't think that's how therapy works. Like peace in your head, like it's always going to be scary in there, no matter how much therapy
it
you
is,
go to.
It is. I like when somebody relates to me because then I feel more relaxed to talk to that person. If you know what I mean.
Is it that you feel relaxed, or is it more that you feel like validated because someone went through the same hardship you did?
Validated. Because one thing that pissed me off was I was telling him about my childhood, and this man was telling me about how he grew up in the UK, and you know, walking up down the street, it feels like, and you know, he's like, when you watch the UK movies, you know, da da da, and I'm like,
how is that relevant with? It's supposed to be you,
and I'm like, yeah,
you're paying this man to talk. Why is he talking?
And this man was like, he was kind of breaking out his life how. As we were going, he was telling me about how he will never get an American citizenship. He'd rather keep his UK citizenship. He's only.
I heard that the like America sucks compared to the UK, right. But truth be told, America sucks compared to almost everywhere.
Right. Everybody want to come here.
Until they're here and they want
to
leave.
Right. Until you don't have health care and you have to pay a shitload of money for it. And you are like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, it's a weird system.
But yeah, he's like, oh yeah, I'd rather keep my UK citizenship because I go back home every other year and I enjoy the air there. I enjoy walking around through the neighborhood and waving at my old neighbors. And I'm like, bro.
I feel like that is why therapy could be so like negative, have such a negative stereotype, because so many people have had so many negative experiences with therapy. I mean, personally, like with me growing up, it was more like their mental health is a myth, you know, like you don't need it, like what are you, crazy?
Right.
So it was like, it was always weird. So now that there's therapists that suck, because everyone wants to be a therapist, which is funny because some of these therapists have a lot of issues themselves.
Hey, I want to be a therapist too.
I don't. I was going to school for that, actually.
I was trying
to get my bachelor's in general science psychiatry with assistance of literature writing, and you know, the more you understand about the human mind, it's so hard to be mad at people because you understand that all of their reactions are just, well, all of their actions are reactions of trauma. And it's like, and going like back with like the Buddha teaching or whatever, it's like, you're just in the same amount of pain as I am.
I just learned something new.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact.
That's great. We are getting sidetracked, so let's go back to...
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Us being kids. So what is one of your best, you know, best memory of you being a kid? Like, the best.
When I was younger, so we would get, like, you would go to the tiendita, mm-hmm. and, like, you would buy a bag of chips. And inside your bag of chips, there was, like, these little, like, metal or plastic tokens. They were called tazos. Was it tazos? Yeah, and they were, like, these animated characters. And when we were, like, in middle school or whatever, we would play tazos in recess. So, this is so dumb. So, we would have, like, a little box. Sorry. A box with, like, all your tazos. And then in recess, like, all the homies would gather up and you would put your tazos in one big stack. And then you would just throw one in the center and all of them would fly out. And the ones facing up, you get to keep. It was kind of like gambling as a kid. Not gonna lie. Because, like, you're on a little hurdle, like, just throwing tazos. Like, keeping taking each other's shit. There was always a fight afterwards.
Of course.
You know, I think it's, like, the toys, like... Like, growing up, I never really had, like, consoles. You know how people grow up playing video games mm-hmm. and, like, gaming and stuff like that? Like, growing up, we spent a lot of time outside. And it was, like, I remember whenever we would be in Mexicali, we would, like, at one of my grandma's house, we would make, like, soccer, like, matches. Mm-hmm. We would put, like, bricks or, like, rocks in the middle of the street. And we would, like, just, like, play soccer back and forth.
I used to do that. So you make little goals with the breaks. I used to use my shoes. And you know what I do? I was a cheater and a thief back in the day. Every time the ball was coming, every time they were going to score me, I'll just go pick up my shoes. There is no goal. Where are you going to score?
You're such a bad sport. Remind me to never play anything with you.
I'll run after them. They'll think that I'm about to tackle them. I'm going to go pick up the goal. There is no scoring on me. You're not going to score on me. Where are you going?
I would have knocked you out so many times. Don't play with me.
Hey, I got tackled. I got into fights. I smacked somebody's kid before and ran away.
I broke a nose.
I smacked somebody's kid and ran away. And the person came to my house with their kid crying. And my mom beat on me for that. But it's a different story.
I remember. Those were good times because, like, it was, like, all the, like, toda la clica, like, from the neighborhood or mm-hmm. whatever. Like, we would all play or whatever. And then, like, down the street, like, in Mexicali, it's so cool because there's, like, food trucks everywhere. And, like, in the U.S., you have, like, need to have a permit for everything. Right.
Instead of food trucks in Africa, there was just people just outside their house selling food. So,
like, with coolers and stuff?
Yeah, not even coolers. Some people fry their food right out there. So, like, instead of, you know, how there's food trucks and stuff like that to prep the food, the vendor would sit outside and have a little umbrella. And then, like, if it's, like, fries, they're, like, frying the fry right there in front of you. If it's rice, they're cooking the rice outside right there. So as I'm playing, I'm, like, plotting what food I'm gonna eat. And because my mom does give me, like, a little bit of money on the side, but I used to steal money too. And speaking of
speaking of stealing money,
so, like, how you were saying, we didn't have consoles growing up. There was a game shop. Mm-hmm. So at the game shop, they were playing FIFA, you know, the soccer game. So I'll go to my mom's wallet, steal about, like, 5 cents worth of, money currency, like 5 cents, and I'll run to that game shop because you pay per minute. So I'll buy like 30 minutes and I'll play a little bit of soccer and a little bit of motorcycle and a little bit of GTA. Then I'll go back home. Then I ran into a bull one day. This dude.
Like an animal bull?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That motherfucker chased me. And I had on a red shirt. And I was standing.
Did it get you?
No.
Oh, damn.
I was fast as hell.
I mean, if I were to be going one-on-one on a bull, I feel like cardio would not be an issue.
I wasn't. The thing is, so back in Africa, they had the dirt road, and it was like trees. So my neighbor had a tree and like a little rock thingy that he had. So he had that and his flowers and trees. Jumped through the neighbor's flowers, hit behind the tree. The bull looked at me, kicked, started coming at me, I ran home.
I ran a mile. I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing this tonight.
I took off, got home, and my mom goes, that's why I don't want you going out of the house.
Did the bull go to the house?
No.
Oh, damn.
Because they were chasing it. Because I had a red shirt on.
It chased you.
It chased me instead because the people were on the motorcycle chasing it because it got loose because they were about to kill it.
Mm. Yeah. I would have made a run for it too.
But yeah, so like speaking on that, my mom would give me money, but then I'll steal a little bit of her other money to add to
you
it.
You're so terrible.
Then I'll go buy food. So I'll eat it before I make
it. I understand why she would beat you.
I'm
not saying that it was correct, but I would have whooped your ass too.
I have to make sure I eat the food before I make it home because number one,
how did you get this? How did you afford this?
Exactly. And I'm stingy with my food. Till this day, you know, I'm better now, but I don't like sharing my food. So I make sure I eat everything on the way back home before I even make it to the house.
Because you're going to get in trouble. Yeah.
Or share it with my siblings. I don't like sharing my food. I don't enjoy eating from you.
I do remember when I was younger, like I grew up spending a lot of time with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And we never like really ate out, like because like my grandparents live in California, right? So we would only really eat out when we were in Mexicali. Mm-hmm. But it was like we wouldn't really eat out because, you know, my grandpa always had like heart issues. So it was always like caldo de pollo. And when it's 120 degrees, you do not want chicken broth. And it was like always like caldo de pollo and like beans and like just regular like grandma cooking, right? And like when you're like, I would make sure I would eat anything before I got home. Like I would do that too.
So we had a quick breakdown. The camera had a mental breakdown. So the camera has a record limit of 30 minutes. I didn't notice. We were having too much fun. We recorded past 30 minutes. So some of the episode was not recorded. But we'll have a part two for you guys.
But to be continued.
A part two, yeah. So if you guys did enjoy this episode, you know, it's a little bit different than why we regularly you know, post and record.
3 a.m. thoughts.
Like 3 to 4 a.m. thoughts.
Oh, yeah, so, it's 4.
Yeah, just check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure you leave a good review or even one word. It helps, and 5 stars. But you know what? Whatever you want to say, however many stars you want to leave, stand on that and say it.
If you want to give no fucking stars, I'll take it.
But yeah, just make sure you check us out on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Everything will be linked down the bio because I don't remember all of the ads. But
I got you. I got it.
It'll be all down the bio. And this was Beyond Boundaries Podcast Episode 3. And I'm Lionel.
Alexa.
And we are out.
Deuces. Peace.